Hello, long time, long time. I have been busy. I've been really busy. I bought two businesses in this time. I'm still buying one of them due to some complications in the deal, which I will speak about, of course, because I tell you everything. Don't keep anything secret. So I've also been ill. I was ill for 4 weeks with like migraine, gastrointestinal issues, just nausea. Nausea. You know what? Nausea. I never really felt it, and then having it for like 6 weeks, and I eat, and like, yeah, horrible feeling, and you just can't like do anything about it. A bit of peppermint tea and some Joann Bunny, if you know, you know. But you, yeah, it was tough. People suffer with worse, so you know. But yeah, it was tough. Didn't really get a lot of work done. It was just honestly watching MasterChef most of the day, trying to force myself out of nausea by watching lots of food. And a few other series which I finished. I'm watching The Treble at the moment, you know, the one with the Man City. But I'm watching it in Espanol and with English subtitles, which is for programs that are like, you know, meh. I mean, it's a great program, don't get me wrong. I love those shows, but I'll watch it in Espanol. Porque estoy aprendiendo español. Vamos. So I'm actually going to Barcelona in 2 weeks for my boy Terry Tumba Stag, if you know about TT and TT together. Yeah, smash up. Barcelona better watch out. So today I want to talk to you about lessons from Dragon's Den. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I have done a podcast like this last year. Obviously, a new series is out, and I've been watching it. And you know what? It does get better every year. You know, last time I did a podcast on this, I do remember there being lots of I don't know, my turnover. I think the net profit is 12% of the
Let's
huh?
see.
So I don't understand. You know, I just don't understand how people. You know, I just never understood how could you go on the show and like not know these things. And so I think a lot of people probably listen to my podcast and they've got better. No, I think people have just realized, like, you know, don't be silly. Maybe the producers have kind of said, look, come on. And the Dragons probably said, look, like, you know, you're putting people on there who don't know turnover, gross profit, net profit. Now, I think one of the first lessons, which actually I think in this series of Dragon's Den has been more prevalent, is like to be authentic, because you have people coming in pitching all sorts of stuff, and the way they pitch it, like some people were doing some teaching about cavemen, cave ladies, and they came in cave attire, should we call it, barefoot, you know, like the Stone Age, you know, pick up the Stone Age and that. I was gonna pick up a stone in my room, but I don't have a stone, I lots of plants. And like they had the, I suppose they were brave enough to do that. And people have come in singing, dancing with a fashion show. Like, you have to, in today's world, do something to stand out. And this applies not just to, you know, going on the show, but it applies to when you're pitching anything to anyone, when you're doing anything on social media, there is an element of how are you going to stand out. And I think that when it comes to you pitching your property deals, your whatever deals to investors, that investor pack should be different. You're a deal sourcer. Why isn't your deal pack different to others? It doesn't take much because most of them are shit and full of lies. You know, so I think that being authentic piece, which also links in with being different, which, you know, a lot of good products, good businesses and good companies, they are different in some shape or form. I'm not saying you have to be Andrew Tate controversial, but you have to be different enough to attract and hold attention. And you've got to remember, people, your customers, your clients, whatever, they have lots of options. Generally speaking, most of us are going to have a business that, you know, I'm saying most of us are going to have businesses that have competitors, that people have other options that they can go to, right? And so how are you going to stand out? And it's being different, it's being authentic. Authentic meaning being true to yourself, being true to your brand, being true to, you know, what you know, and knowing that you know these things. And that you're passionate about it, and that it's meaningful to you. Not, yeah, it's a good business opportunity. Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not interested in cleaning, but it's a flipping great business opportunity. Now, if I was going to pitch for investment to grow my cleaning company, it would be a different type of investment. It would be very transactional. It would be very based on the figures. It would be a case of, here's the figures, here's the industry, this is why it does well, right? Whereas the people who go on Dragon's Den are more pitching a business they're super passionate about, super into, and that's what they want to see, right, generally. And so when you're doing something generally, you're probably going to be quite passionate about it. Whether that's passionate about business or passionate about the business itself, either one is cool, but I know that if I'm pitching the cleaning business, it is transactional, right? But if I'm pitching my food business to get investment for, that's massively passionate. That's on the other end of the thing. You know, that is more of a Dragon's Den kind of investment. And the cleaning business, absolutely not. Like, it's not. It just wouldn't go on the show. It's not entertaining. It's not unique. It's not, you know, it doesn't match what that is about. And that also is another point, which is you need to match the vibe of what you're looking for. If you're after millions, the vibe is a bit different than if you're after £10,000, right? The person you're speaking to, how you're speaking to them, your deal pack, the way it's structured, things are going to be different, right? Now, there's a core, you know, tenet of just presenting well and blah, 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 blah. But people will see through you not being authentic and you not presenting your authentic self, right? And I think, you know, I'll move on from that point because I think a lot of people know that it's just not the thing to do anymore. I think people know from social media. Yeah, but hold on, 99% of the people you lot follow are liars and are faking it anyway. So yeah, maybe we haven't learned. I don't know. Okay, valuing businesses. This is still, it's got better on Dragon's Den, but it's still a fuckery. Now, businesses can be valued in so many different ways, right? But the most basic, easiest way to do it for a general business that's been running, blah, 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 is a multiple of EBITDA. Let's call it adjusted net profit, right? I won't go into detail of how you adjust the net profit. I go into it in my other podcast because I do that when I do my M&A stuff. Now, take the net profit of 100 grand, right, of the business. Your business could be worth anywhere, realistically, from 2 to, well, to be fair, it could be like 50. But realistically, depending on sector, you know, 2 to 10 times that amount, right? Tech and other crazy shit, up, you know, on the higher multiples, unique things, IP, software, you know, something that's been going for long enough, something that's quite niche, a big brand, multiple units, franchise, that could kind of help it climb. But most businesses are sort of 2 to 5. I would even dare to say the average is 2.5 to 3, to 3, 3.5, right? A lot of factors go into this. But that is how you kind of value a business, right? You got man coming on, yeah? Yeah, so we made 50 grand turnover, then 70 grand, then 80 grand. And then gross was like 50, 60, 60. And then the net profit was minus 40, minus 20, and then 10k the next year. And Dragons, I would like 10%, give you 10% for 100 grand. Quick maths, 10% for 100 grand, valuing the business at a million. Someone do some quick maths. Your net profit's been minus fucking shit show for how many years? And you think it's worth a million? Your net profit is not 100 grand. It's not 200 grand. It's not 300. You're not worth a million. Now, this is where traditional businesses and the Dragon's Den type businesses differ, right? Because a lot of them will say, well, we're unique. We're this in the market. You know, we can have this space. As opposed to a cleaning business, a laundromat, we sell plant, you know, they're going off that, well, we're different, we're unique, we haven't reached our full potential yet, so we're basing the value off that. Now, I get that. I do. That's how businesses potentially, you know, would be valued off the TV. However, when you've had 3 or 4 years, and we made mistakes with marketing, we spent too much on PPC, and you still ain't making money, and it's in an industry that you should be at this point. You haven't had massive capital expenditure. At that point, are you really clutching to the, we're not at our peak yet, we're going to be there soon, this is our best year ever? You've had 3 or 4 years to prove this, my man. All you've proved is you're fucked. And it's not, so you're, And this is where the valuations trip up, because they've had time to prove it. They haven't proved it. Proven it. And they're kind of going off this, oh, the brand. And then, of course, they go to Steven and his face, and they say, yeah, we got... And he goes, how many followers you got? And they go, I got 12 followers. And he's thinking, 12 million, 1200? And it's like, your brand ain't worth shit. Oh, IP, you know, we've got this product. But it's a design patent. So anyone can copy it and just design it differently. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Well, guess what? That's going to happen. And it'll be on Alibaba.com. And yeah, your business is fucked. So what are you selling us? I feel like a lot of people... this is my next point. They're a bit delulu. They're deluded about their valuation. About just their whole fucking shit. You know, to think that a little plastic bag is worth this much money. To think that... the business is... to think that there's a market here without doing some Googling, you know? Googling. Google. Incredible. Bloody resource. YouTube. Incredible. You know, focus groups, market research, nothing. You know, deluded to think that their brand, their this, their whatever is worth that much, is investable, is... You know, these two women came on with this business for tracking your rent... to get your credit score from your rent. I didn't think the pitch was very good. I think the dragons didn't understand it very well, and they didn't explain it very well. And that was like, the valuation was, you know, I can't remember, whatever. But with something like that, they actually have long, they have competitors who've been doing it for quite a while, who are already in bed with Experian, blah, blah, blah. They didn't think, and they didn't speak to a mortgage broker to say, hey, by the way, you know the lenders you work with, how would they take to like us saying... we vetted their rent as a private company with no, you know, whatever. And the broker would say, they'll look at the paper and say, what the fuck was that? And they say, hey, Experian. And that's what Peter John said to them. So a lot of people just don't ask the people in their network. Like, maybe they don't have a network, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. But they just come on and you think, like, I know someone you could have asked who would have told you that's not going to work, you know? Well, if you just went and asked a personal trainer, 10 personal trainers about this new product thing, you'd see that actually doesn't work because of this, because, you know, and I just feel that a lot of people spend way too much time, way too much money chasing this idea, this business, trying to fix a problem they faced, when just leave it. Like, just don't do it. Like, the market doesn't need you. And years have shown you, you know? And it is quite abysmal when, you know, they say, yeah, you know, the business is worth a million. And they go, okay, Deborah always says, Debbie! She always says, she looks like a Deborah, isn't it? Hold tight, all the Deborahs out there. And she says, oh, talk me through your figures. And they say, yeah, turnover 16 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand, 50 grand. You're like, well done for starting a business. Like, I'm not taking the piss out of that. But I'm just saying, don't come in here thinking you're worth a mil when... you haven't even turned over more than the UK average salary in 3 years. You know? And it's not a capital-intensive business. It's not R&D. They're not doing prefab construction. You know, they haven't put 3 million into it and it takes 7 years to get it back. It's not a SaaS. You know what I mean? These are companies that don't... it's not how it works. And the last thing, you know, it's improved from last year, like I said. It's to know your numbers. But also it's to know a kind of P&L. Right? And this is hard to remember, so just bring in a piece of... I don't know what the rules are, but I just have a piece of paper with a P&L and give it to them, especially Debbie. Oh, she doesn't like being called Deborah. Debbie, oops. Put it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because there is going to be a point where they say, okay, well, your you know, margins are everything. So your turnover is 200. You've told us your net profit's 50. Your main cost is staff. But what's in between that? And one, you know, company will ask this. And they were like, cleaning staff. They didn't know. Now, I can tell you, for example, my cleaning business, my turnover, 200 grand-ish. But actually, well, now it's half a mil, but before, 240. The franchisor takes a percentage. The chemicals that I order take a percentage. VAT comes out as a percentage. Staff, whoop, biggest cost there. And then on top of that, there's a few, you know, director's expenses. There's Christmas treats for people. There's no other expenses there. Those are my expenses. PAYE, you know, running business costs, bit of marketing, advertising, usual stuff. And then there's a net profit, right? In my food business, you know, staff, cost of goods, cogs, foods. But I can tell you the not necessarily off by heart, but if I was going to pitch, I would learn that. But I know, like, how that breaks down. I know why my turnover is 240 and why my net profit is 45. Like, I know what goes in between that, right? Knowing that at a basic level of your business, or in some people's case, of your property deal, you know, oh, end value is 120 and you're getting it for 100 and you're saying it's a BRR. I can tell you straight away, it's not fucking BRR. Well, that's way too tight. Unless you've got a tenant issue, a legal issue, or the most minor refurb in the world. It's a bit tight. Fees, you've got interest costs. So in anything you're doing, take these lessons I've shared with you from the Den of the Dragons and implement it. You know these things. You don't know when you're going to meet someone at an event who might invest in you. You never know when on social media you're going to put a post out about your business, when you're going to get a question about it, or when you want lending. Or like the other day when I was speaking to the freeholders of the cafe that I'm buying, that we lease from, they were asking financial questions that I knew. Not in that little detail, but I had it in my laptop. But I could say, yeah, this equals this. You know? So it's super important, people. So those are my lessons from Dragon's Den. And I will see you on the next podcast.